COBRA rules require several different notices at different times during the COBRA process. Most importantly, the rules require a COBRA initial notice, also referred to as a general notice, within 90 days of a participant's enrollment in a group health plan. The initial notice provides the participant with information about COBRA continuation rights available upon a loss of eligibility triggered by a qualifying event and how to act on such rights. Equally, if not more important, is the COBRA election notice, which is provided upon the occurrence of a qualifying event causing a loss of coverage. The election notice provides detailed information about COBRA continuation rights, including which type of coverage is available and the COBRA premiums for such coverage. Qualified beneficiaries are given 60 days from receiving the election notice to complete the election paperwork if there is a desire to continue coverage. Both the initial notice and the election notice have model notices that are available that can be used by the employers and tailored to fit their specific plan offerings. The other notices apply in specific scenarios, for example, when COBRA is requested but not available, when there is an underpayment of the COBRA premium, or when COBRA terminates prior to the end of the maximum coverage period. While there is some ability to provide these notices electronically if certain requirements are met, we generally recommend mailing the notices, especially the initial notice and election notice, to ensure that the information reaches all applicable family members. The reality is that the COBRA administrator may handle most of these notice requirements on behalf of the employer, but will rely on the employer to pass along details about plan enrollment and losses of coverage to know when to provide such notices. It is possible that the COBRA administrator will provide some notices and not others, in which case the employer may remain responsible for distribution of some of the notices. Most often, the employer is responsible for providing the COBRA initial notice upon plan enrollment, while the COBRA administrator handles the rest.